time for us now to move on to another interview. I've got on the line Mr. Excited, Glenn. How are you, Glenn?
Hello, Alan. Hello, everyone. Is everyone excited today?
I bet they are. Probably not as excited as you are, but they certainly are.
I doubt that too. I agree.
Glenn, first of all, I've got to ask you, you were at Crank Up last Saturday. How did it go?
Well, mate, I can give you the great news. It was fantastic, but when I got asked to do Crank Up 4 years ago, so I've done it 4 years in a row, it was my biggest classic car turnout was this year. So we got over about 135 cars.
Gee.
And I hadn't even topped, I think my highest number a few years ago was about 85 cars. So I'm very, very stoked. And it was a wicked family fun event. The whole weekend is just an absolute ball. And
it's always
we had a great time.
It's always a terrific place to be.
Oh, it's beautiful. And I live 5 minutes down the road, so it's really good. And I get to see family and friends and community, a lot of people I know. But really, it's just such a family-friendly event for everyone. And the wood chop was a smash hit on the Sunday. So all around, absolutely perfect weekend. And no rain, mate. It was just perfect.
Ah, that's terrific. So what have you got coming up now? Because it won't be months before the next one's on.
Well, yeah, I ran three shows last month and I'm running three this month. So I'm full steam ahead. But this Saturday is a very massive anniversary car show. It's a 35-year celebration of Canterbury Tyres. That's how long they've been open for, 35 years this year. Yes. So we're celebrating with an afternoon car show this Saturday from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 6:30. It's an evening show. It's going to be absolutely massive because it's a real celebration. Still family owned for 35 years.
I was going to say, same family for 35 years?
Yes. And I bought my first set of wheels off the father who originally owned the business 35 years ago when I had a SLE Commodore when I was 18. So I bought my first set of wheels and I'm nearly 50. So there you go. So they've been around for a good time and now the sons run the company. And, yeah, it's really going to be a big celebration.
And there'll no doubt be food trucks there, particularly if it's 4 till 6:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, we've got plenty of food trucks. We've got coffee vans. We've got ice cream vans. So bring your kids down, bring your family down. But we are going to be it's going to be jam-packed. We're going to be very full, very fast because of the weather. It's 23 degrees, no rain. So, they're all going to come out. And then I've got one again at Yarra Farm Fresh at the end of the month. So
I was going to say, what's the date of the next one?
One after Canterbury Tyres. I've got one at Yarra Farm Fresh. Beautiful. Probably my favourite location regarding where I do my shows now. It's on the 28th of March from 4 o'clock to 7:30 at night on Old Coldstream West Road. So
sorry, what was it? 4 till?
Yeah, 4 till 7:30 p.m. 28th of March. That show is actually going to be just straight away, mate. It's going to be one of my showcases every year, all year round, because the place is just magnificent.
It's a great setting, isn't it?
It's gorgeous, mate. It's oak trees everywhere, plenty of shade. I think the background and just the mountains around you from Hillsville to Coldstream, it really is just incredible.
So, and then what he got on after that, Clint?
Well, a huge exciting one in April, mate. I've only got one show in April, but it's super, super exciting. Then I'm doing a cruise from New York on Lilydale on the 26th of April, Sunday, 26th of April, from 8:30 a.m. So we do a cruise from New York on Lilydale, and we cruise to the wonderful town of New G.
That's a great old town, isn't it?
Well, they reached out to me a few months ago, mate. The whole community virtually reached out to me and asked if Mr. Excited could do a car show there. So I've organised a cruise and the whole town of New G are involved in the whole event. So they're putting on the food, everything.
So what time are you leaving York?
We'll leave at around 9 a.m. Yeah. We'll meet up at about 8:30 a.m., then leave at 9, then we'll cruise through Seville, Mount Evelyn that way, and then we'll go to Yarra Junction, then turn right down Little Yarra Road, Newgee Road, and then we'll stop at the Trestle Bridge, the famous Trestle Bridge and get some beautiful photos with classic cars everywhere. And then we'll be parking up on 25 acres around the historical centre, around the old train.
Geez, that'll be all right.
So, oh, it's going to be beautiful, mate. We're really doing this for the community, for the town. We're really trying to get people back to Nuji and just showcase this beautiful place. So I can't wait for this one.
So what for the people who can't be there, what time will you be at Nuji from till when?
Well, we'll probably get there around just after 11, so about 10 past, 20 past 11 after photos and everything. And then we'll be there till about 2:30, 2 in the afternoon. And like I say, the CFA are involved, the local pub, the men's shed, you name it, they're all involved, and they're going to have the barbecue happening, the cafes are open, the whole town. I think more excited than Mr. Excited. I'll give you the tip. And we have live music as well with Wild Turkey Band as well.
Oh, that's going to be true because it's quite a famous old pub, the Nuji Pub, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, the Nuji Pub is absolutely famous, and a lot of car clubs go there all the time and have a wicked lunch. So, like I say, the Nuji Pub are open for full business. So, if anyone wants to book in a table for this cruise, book in early because. If the weather's spot on, this cruise will be my biggest cruise I've ever done in my life. So everyone's going to, this is going to be such a great show.
I've never done that road. I must do it one day from where you start at
Yarra Junction,
that's it. So what's the road like from there through to Nuji? Is it windy? I've never done that road.
Yeah, it's straight at the start, but then it gets pretty windy when you go past Powtown. So you go past three bridges and Bladdersdale, Powtown, and then it gets a little bit windy, but the road is actually in pretty good condition. I've driven my 58 Chevy along it a few times. I was there with my kids and my wife not long ago. It's just such an amazing town, and it's just a beautiful cruise. You've got no traffic lights. You got nothing. Yeah. You just got scenery. So it's beautiful.
It should be good. Should be a really good day. So that's on the 26th of April.
Yes. Yep.
And your next one. Well, the next one is this Saturday down at the Canterbury Tires. Obviously, that's in Canterbury Road. And that's from 4 to 6:30 p.m.
Yep.
Then on the 28th of March, which I think is the following week, is the Yarra Farm Fresh between 4 and 7:30. So you've got two late afternoon ones. And I guess these are probably about the last two for a few months on the afternoon ones, aren't they? It'll start to get cold and dark.
Yeah, virtually that will be my last afternoon shows until the end of the year when I'm back at Canberra Tires, not till November, and Yarra Farm Fresh, not till... I won't be back at Yarra Farm Fresh till November as well. So
I know this is looking well into the future. When's your next one with Bumblebee?
Bumblebee, mate, that's the last show of the year. Sunday, the 20th of December.
So it's still a long way off.
Yeah, that's still a long way off. But like I say, mate, Bumblebee, and not the only foundation I'm associated with now. Now I'm actually linked up with Beyond Blue all year round. So we donate.
Oh, right.
So we donate funds from every show to Beyond Blue. Me and Cody, my son, have got a Mr. Excited and Cody account with Beyond Blue. So we donate and help support them in any which way we can. And we have at their own Beyond Blue buckets and everything at every single show I'm involved in. Yeah, they're part of what I do, and Bumblebee are a big part of what I do too. And I even wear my Bumblebee hat while I'm working every day. Look at the trees. So there you go, mate.
Terrific. So, as we get closer, we'll talk to Mr. Bumblebee again because it's such a worthwhile cause. But also, I mean, none of us would say that Beyond Blue isn't very, very worthwhile. It's the sort of thing that needs to be supported well, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I just know how hard times are for a lot of families and a lot of people, not even just everyone in general. I know times are tough at the moment. And, you know, when Beyond Blue are helping people with mental health, which is spreads far and wide, I was the first one. I thought about it at the start of this year. I thought I want to reach out to them. I sent them a huge email, and, mate, they responded pretty fast when they looked up my Facebook page and they're like, how can we get involved with this bloke? He's unbelievable, you know. So I'm really chuffed that we've got a partnership going. So.
Yeah, that's terrific. I mean, it's a really worthwhile cause. It's beyond blue, and so is Bumblebee. I mean, that fight for him indeed is just unbelievable. And Neil Downer has done such a fantastic job that he really deserves to be supported all the way along, doesn't he?
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. And whatever I can do, I know I can't help every organisation, but yeah. I'll try my best with whatever I can do because, as you know, mate, I juggle my young family and work full-time and run 18 shows a year.
I'm bloody funny how you do it, but anyway, that's another story.
It's called having an Irish father, mate. you've got to be a bit eccentric and you've just got to be passionate about what you do, that's all. And I'm passionate.
So, I mean, apart from people coming to see good cars and some really nice old cars, at the same time, they are supporting a couple of charities, i.e. Beyond Blue, if you're going to give something every time, and then also Bumblebee towards the end of the year.
Yes, that's right. And like I say, I keep my shows really simple. I look after people at the gate. I charge gold coin, and I'm one of the only shows who still charge only gold coin. So I'm really proud of me and my team that keep it simple. But we cover our public liability, which is pretty high all year. So some of the gold coin goes towards that, and then some of it goes towards charity. And we just try to be as fair as we can, and we give out trophies at every single show, Bowden's products, free giveaways, you name it. So we do what we can.
Some of the car shows now are $10 and $20 for a person to show a car.
Yeah, nearly an average show now is between $20 to $30. And if you want to even go up that, mate, I know some shows charging $135 just to get in. So there you go.
Fair dinkum.
Yes, that's
done. All right. I got to go, but this Saturday down at Canterbury Road at Canterbury Tyres between 4 and 6:30, or then the next one's the 28th of March, 4 to 7:30, and these night shows are going to cut out pretty quick. The nights are going to get cold and all that.
Darker.
Yeah, Yarra Farm Fresh, and then of course on April the 26th. That sounds like a fabulous cruise from York on Lilydale right to the new G.
Yep, that's it, mate.
Glenn, great to have you along, and I shall talk to you next month.
Thank you so much, mate. Stay excited, and I'll see you next month.
See you, mate. Bye.
See you, buddy.